Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is December 13th. I haven't done this in a long time. Analysis in the markets here from Bloomberg. These are the top stories. First story I've come across is Britain, UK. This article can be found at ft.com. Currency traders brace for more Brexit volatility. As you know, the volatility has picked up, implied volatility on the pound here. As you can see, 1 month volatility has leapt over the year, showing acute fear of imminent Brexit chaos, which is supposed to start sometime, well, actually the end of March in 2019. US yield approaches typical indicator of recession. Spread between 10-year and 2-year treasury bond. So we go back to the start of the global financial crisis. Down it comes. Between 2002, same pattern. So from a historical point of view, this is a pretty good indicator of when recessions start. Right now, 2018, the gap between 2-year and 10-year yield is the narrowest in more than a decade. We're not quite there, but it's moving towards what happened in 2008, 2000, 1990, and roughly late 70s. So that's a very, very good indicator. Okay, next article. Financial Review, which is AFR.com. Australia equity valuations are not heightened, says RBA's Kohler. Let me just see here. No charts. Oh, we got a chart here. So we have government and government-backed bonds in blue. Equities exceeds that, as well as corporate bonds. So Australian equities do outperform that all the way since 2010, 15, I'm going to say. So here's another chart, accumulative real returns for equities in black. You can clearly see where the performance is. Government bonds and bank deposits. Price to earning ratio. Australia versus US. US is in orange here, which outperforms consistently. Let's see, there's very little comparison with Australian blue. Total return on equity since 1900, capital gains versus dividends. It's split evenly right across Australia, US, and UK. So, start loading up on the dividends, I guess. Total returns on equity since 1993. This is RBA, Royal Bank of Australia. So the best looks like it's Australia for the best source of dividends, with the highest. UK somewhat's a little higher. US is not as high, and those are probably the top two. But easily Australia exceeds dividend income versus the world. That's that. Now, another story that's quite interesting is from ccm.com. What is Bitcoin ranked among top Google searches in 2018? So here we are. Top are what is Bitcoin? Second is what is racketeering? What is DACA? What is government shutdown? What is Good Friday? So when you look at the returns here, Bitcoin easily exceeds Google Trends, Russian collusion. So what does that say? Well, I think that Bitcoin and all cryptos will have utility going into the uncertain times. And the basically is that it builds a use case for the need of crypto as time passes. As Bitcoin has dried up, it still shows some relevancy compared to other topics on Google. So that's an overall trend of what you can expect Google, or sorry, what crypto and Bitcoin will have going into early next year and over the next few years as, fiat currency and just the economy turns negative. But I think crypto will start to come about over that time period. So hopefully I'll help you out, and we shall talk to you later. Bye.